Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
Power. Music. Power.
I'm here to tell the story. Gana Lusanya told you about the Balangele Langa for my daily.
Power. Power, music power. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Zambia's annual inflation rate drops to a single digit of 9.4%. Bloggers call for stronger digital privacy safeguards. In international news, corruption trial of Nigeria's ex-oil minister and former OPEC chief opens in London. In sports, Mutapa backs Power Dynamos before Nigeria test.
And now, the Power FM News.
With you upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. Zambia's annual inflation rate fell to 9.4% in January 2026, marking a return to single-digit territory for the first time since early 2024. Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, Acting General Sheila Mudenda described the development as a sign of sustained disinflationary momentum. She attributed the decline from 11.2% in December to mainly easing price pressures across both food and non-food categories. She revealed that the development was attributed to price movements in both food and non-food items. In another development, the government says Zambia is now well positioned for economic growth following the approval of the final review under the IMF's supported program. The International Monetary Fund has completed the sixth and final review of Zambia's extended credit facility, allowing for the release of about $190 million. This brings total IMF support to approximately $1.7 billion. Finance and National Planning Minister Stumeko Musokotwane added that the approval is an important milestone, marking Zambia's transition from economic stabilization to a phase focused on growth and development. Dr. Musokotwane said the decision reflects renewed confidence in the country's economic management by investors, financial markets and cooperating partners following continued reforms despite both global and local economic challenges. He said government remains committed to maintaining fiscal discipline, responsible borrowing and continued engagement with creditors on debt restructuring. Dr. Musokotwane added that government will prioritize improving revenue collection, safeguarding social spending and managing inflation within the 6-8% target range while promoting private sector investment and job creation. Dr. Musokotwane said the completion of the IMF program places Zambia on a stronger path towards inclusive growth and long-term economic stability. In another development, ZESCO has assured Zambians that the current stable power supply will continue, citing sustained investment in renewable energy, particularly solar power. ZESCO board chairperson Vic Solonenkuve says the improved electricity stability is as a result of deliberate efforts to diversify the country's energy mix. He says government and the power utility are prioritizing solar projects to strengthen the national grid and reduce reliance on hydropower. He was speaking during a tour of the 122-megawatt Mumbwa Sunshare solar plant in Central Province, where he inspected progress on the project. The project is being constructed at the cost of 92 million kwacha and is expected to benefit all Zambians. He revealed that Zambia has over 2 gigawatts of solar power projects in the pipeline, which are expected to further enhance energy security once completed.
What you see is for a long time to come. We're not just working on the small things. By the way, I'm sure you saw that the other week I was in Livingstone. We are having another thermal plant, which is Core. That one is coming live in August. Mamba is giving us another 300 megawatts by the end of the year of coal-fired plants. So we are just moving in every direction to ensure that this is not a temporary solution. ZESCO has not assigned itself the responsibility of meeting the requirements of the country. We work very closely with the private sector. And as you can see, here we are with the sunshine. This is a private sector company, but we work together. That substation. They are putting up a transformer here. That transformer work with that substation. So that is how we are approaching. This is how we are going to solve the problems of this country where energy sufficiency and reliability is concerned.
Meanwhile, Sunshare Construction Project Manager Eric Chen says the Mumbwa Solar Plant is the company's first project in Zambia and is progressing well. He explains that installation is moving at a rate of about 2 megawatts, with at least 5 containers of equipment being delivered to the site daily. Mr. Chen added that the power plant is expected to start generating electricity in June this year, while delivery of the main transformer is scheduled for next month.
Already installation is around 2 megawatts. So every day we have at least 5 container come here offloading. So according to our planning, we are generating power in this year June. Yes. So next month we'll get the main transformer. We'll come to site. Then according to our schedule, right? So everything currently is move quickly.
Bloggers of Zambia have joined the global community in commemorating Data Privacy Day with a strong appeal for enhanced privacy protections amid Zambia's digital transformation. The 2026 theme, Put Privacy First, underscores the urgent need for individuals, institutions and governments to prioritize privacy in digital innovation, governance and service delivery. Bloggers of Zambia Director Richard Mulonga has therefore called for robust safeguards to address growing risks such as cybercrime, identity theft, unauthorized surveillance and online exploitation, particularly affecting women, children, journalists and other vulnerable groups. Mr. Mulonga has emphasized that privacy is not a luxury but a fundamental safeguard for dignity, freedom of expression and democracy, adding that putting privacy first is essential to building a safe, trusted and inclusive digital Zambia. Mr. Mulonga has noted that while the Data Protection Act offers a legal framework, legislation alone is not enough, arguing that effective data protection requires awareness, compliance, enforcement and a culture that respects privacy by design and by default. Mr. Mulonga reaffirmed the organization's commitment to strengthening enforcement, promoting digital rights and fostering collaboration among government, civil society, the private sector and the media.
As Zambia continues to implement digital technologies across governance, commerce, education, health and communication, the protection of personal data has become both a fundamental human right and a critical pillar of trust in the digital economy. The Data Privacy Day provides an important opportunity to reflect on collective responsibilities in safeguarding personal information in an increasingly connected world. Data Privacy Act of Zambia represents opportunities and milestones in strengthening accountability, transparency, and lawful processing of personal data. However, legislation alone is not enough, but effective data protection requires awareness, compliance, enforcement, and a culture that respects privacy by design and by default. We call upon all data processing institutions to lead by example by ensuring responsible data governance, lawful data protection, and the strong safeguards that guard against misuse, breaches, and surveillance.
In international news, the Malian government has announced that it is taking majority control of a new company dedicated to producing civil-use explosives inside the country. Following a recent cabinet meeting at the Kuluba Palace, authorities approved the state's 51% stake in the Associate Industrial Center, Dumali, created in partnership with the Chinese firm Oxin under a shareholder pact signed in November 2024. The project aims to reduce Mali's dependence on imports and secure supplies for the mining sector, quarries and major civil engineering works, while tightening oversight of these sensitive products. Since 2022, Bamako has toughened regulations on